Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. New England MP Barnaby Joyce says more money in your back pocket is a big win out of the federal budget handed down last night. While there was nothing more specific to the Hunter Valley aside from the infrastructure spend we already knew about with the Singleton Bypass, for instance, there are some wins for business, particularly and if you're under 35 years old and looking for a job. Barnaby Joyce says the money most people will be getting back is certainly something that will help out the Upper Hunter.
It's been one at about $2,500 a year for most of your listeners. If I put that money on your table and said, do you want it, you'd take it. So tax cuts are important for any person who has a job. For anybody who doesn't have a job, well, it's an incentive for employers to take you on. And if you're in a business, instant asset write-off. And for all in general, it's the infrastructure, the money that's been going to be applied to infrastructure.
Meantime, Hunter Business Chamber CEO Bob Hawes says he's welcoming the budget despite being a little disappointed there wasn't more of an infrastructure spend in the region. There's $560 million for the Singleton Bypass, which Bob is very happy about, and also the money for the missing link of the Newcastle Inner City Bypass, however.
It's going to make a significant difference not only to workers and commuters, but also to the trade that we're trying to get up and down the valley through the region. And so it's welcome that they've seen fit to bring that forward. I mean, it's a use it and lose it. So we're hoping that the state's up to the capacity, has the capacity and the capability to get on with those two jobs.
A woman has been charged over the alleged sexual assault of two teenage boys near Maitland. Detectives from the Child Abuse and Sex Crime Squad commercial investigations into the alleged sexual abuse of two boys by a woman who was known to them back in September, and following extensive inquiries, a 29-year-old woman was arrested at a home near Maitland yesterday. She was arrested and charged over the sexual assault and also two counts of common assault and self-administer prohibited drug. Police will allege in court the woman sexually assaulted the teenage boy in August and September this year. The woman appears in Maitland local court today. And a major road project is now complete in Muswellbrook, with Edderton Road officially opening today. Mining giant BHP started the Edderton Road realignment project in April 2019, which involved relocating a 4.4 kilometre section of the road, including the intersection of Denman and Edderton Road. Mount Arthur provided funds for the entirety of the project and will be responsible for maintaining the road for the next 30 years. Mount Arthur General Manager Adam Lancey said the project is critical to the continuation of the Mount Arthur coal mine as it progressively moves to the west away from the township of Muswellbrook. He also said he's very pleased to be able to deliver a safer road for the community. And that's your latest local news.